What types of loss or harm are protected by the law of tort? As you begin your study of tort, you will soon realise that although many torts involve everyday factual situations, the law's solution in resolving these issues will not be so familiar or straightforward. Because the types of interests protected by tort are so varied and deal with many different situations in which one person causes harm to another, it is difficult to set out general principles of liability, as can be done with contract. For this reason, the study of tort can sometimes be confusing for students. But, on the other hand, because tort frequently deals with everyday situations and involves the examination of interesting and exciting cases, sometimes high-profile media cases, you will find the study of tort to be one of the most interesting and thought-provoking areas of law. Different torts deal with different types of harm or wrongful conduct, and the ingredients for each of these diverse torts are different. Each has its own particular characteristics. For example, in order to succeed in the tort of negligence, a claimant must show not only that the defendant was at fault, but that he suffered damage as a result of the defendant's negligence. The tort of negligence can be contrasted with the tort of libel, where, once publication of a defamatory statement is established, a claimant will be able to succeed without proof of damage. Thus, it can be said that libel is actionable per se. From this you will see that the law of tort deals with a wide range of activity and provides remedies for many different types of loss or harm. In cases of traffic accidents, injuries in the workplace and medical negligence, the remedy sought by the claimant is likely to be damages or compensation. Tort also deals with disputes between neighbours about their use of land. If enjoyment of land is interfered with by noise or smells, which are deemed to be unreasonable, this will constitute the tort of nuisance. Here, rather than seeking an award of financial compensation, the claimant may often request that the court grant an injunction. An injunction is an order from the court restraining the defendant from continuing to interfere with the claimant's enjoyment of his land. Likewise, where there is a threat to a person's reputation, the remedy sought will be an injunction to prevent publication of the potentially defamatory statement. It is important to understand at the outset of your course that mastering the rules of tort will require careful thought and study.